We've got a big announcement, girlies.
We're going on tour!
We're going on tour. We're hitting the road, Jack. Woo! So don't you come back no more, no more.
We're bringing our tour, That's Showbiz, all
That's
over
showbiz.
Ireland.
You have to say it like that.
Well, oh, but I That's can't sing.
That's Showbiz.
You have to say it like old-timey American. I'll work on it.
That has to feature in the show.
We're coming to name them.
A city near you. We're going to Cork, Limerick, Galway, Belfast, and Dublin.
Yeah, sorry about the Midlands, but we can't drive and we need to access by train.
We don't really know any of those. Our geography knowledge of that part of Ireland is limited.
But if you want to come see us, go to ticketmaster.ie and get your tickets because they're flying out the door, girls. And our girlies in the UK and Australia, don't worry. Because there's exciting dates coming soon.
Yeah. Keep the eyes peeled. That's
keep
all we'll
the
say
eyes
on that.
And ears or, peeled.
And the ears, because you might hear it on here again.
Do you keep your ears peeled?
Keep the ears clean, I would say.
Anyway,
maybe.
We're waffling.
Anyway, also, link in the episode description on how to get your tickets.
Exactly. See you then.
See you, girlies. I'm so excited.
I'm so excited.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Oh my god, that moth!
It's fucking huge as well, by the way.
Oh, anyway.
Hey mammies, I'm Kevin.
And I'm PJ.
And welcome back to...
I'm Grandmam!
Woo!
What's so funny?
I'll never get sick of saying it, I don't think.
I love it. I always just think like... imposter syndrome delusions when we're given the intro. Like, who do we think we are?
Who do we think we are? But you love it, don't you? Lads, it's the hottest day of the year. We're inside.
It's literally the hottest day of the year and we're inside recording the podcast because that's how much we love you.
Also, I feel like lighting's after catching on.
It's not.
You said it earlier.
That was just to appease you because I needed you to be in a good mood for the record.
Oh, appease.
Yeah, girl.
Yes, girly. Also, apologies in advance because the neighbours have been going at it all week. But now today, I think...
They've kind of made up
and they're kind of being nice. But that also means they're playing music out in the garden, which is kind of sending us.
Well, if you've seen my Instagram story during the week, follow my personal. with me and Kevin were just like working away and they were killing each other.
They were.
Like, one of them just kept screaming like, I'm sorry, you don't know how sorry I am. And the other one was just like, I don't care.
And we were so nosy. I would have loved to have known what was going on.
So I would usually go out the back and be like, can you turn the music down? But I'm just kind of delighted they're back together.
At least they're like amicable, I suppose.
Yeah. I love amicable.
You know what? When I came out with that, I honestly was so chuffed for myself that I just came out with that in the moment. Sorry, girlies. Mammy.
Aww.
I told her I'd ring her after the record and she said, do that, please. Apologies. I always have the phone on silent.
Yeah, girly.
I'm getting pure laxy these days.
Pure laxadaisical.
That's the sun
now. Is laxadaisical a word?
It is now.
Is it though?
Look it up. But honestly, lads, scorching.
Scorching. Do you know what I hate the most about the sun?
What?
Is everyone just presumes I'm going to burn alive. It's actually really rude. Like, just because I'm a pale Irish man with, like, fair-coloured hair, a bit ginge, they're like, be careful now, you in the sun. I tan, Mary. You want to get over yourself?
Yeah, but also, I think it's good that people are being more cautious, right?
I know, but, like...
And as well, like, you have older-looking skin, so you really need to be careful.
Shut up.
I couldn't give it straight face. So you need to be careful with the SPF application, you know what I mean? You need to, like, dose up.
But I'm grand now since I got my mist.
Oh, lads, talk now. Not a sponsor post, not an SP, but PJ got. It's stunning. I've never been more jealous of one of your purchases.
Girls, I was in Boots the other day getting pure notions. I was just sick of doing the squirt, you know, and then it's like... But you know the way it's like, you're, like, painting yourself.
Yeah.
It's like doing your tan every day. I might as well get the mid out, you know what I mean? So I saw this gorgeous thing, was like dry mist.
Which even sounds stunning, doesn't it?
And it's basically
a product for the gays.
That you just, it's like deodorant, and you just spray on yourself. Now, I don't know if it's working or not, because I can't see it going on. I just spray it on my body. Well, I haven't been getting burned.
You haven't been, and neither have I. I've been using it as well.
The only thing is, though, I was like getting a bit carried away today, and then I was spraying on my face, and I was like, it's basically like spraying deodorant in your face.
Yeah, it says not to spray on your face, I think.
Me buzzing off my tits in the bedroom.
Speaking of aerosols, yeah. I saw on Twitter during the week, I'm not sure if this is Photoshop or not, I didn't really follow through with it. You know when you're just kind of mindlessly scrolling, which I've been doing a lot of lately.
Yeah.
I download an app and all during the week to try and get me off the apps.
What's that?
It basically, you set a timer and it hides your apps. I don't know where it hides it really.
No.
For a certain amount of time. I know, but desperate times because I was like, I don't know, like, lads, I'm still furlough girlies and I'm not complaining, obviously, because I'm getting paid and I'm obviously grateful or whatever. But I just be on the apps and there's no need for it, you know what I mean? I was on Grindr there the other day, 10 o'clock in the morning, because they notified me apparently they're after releasing a Pride t-shirt or something like that. I was telling you about it,
that's
wasn't I?
Stunning, I want it.
What, the Grindr one?
I just love the idea of wearing a Grindr t-shirt to, like, mass or something.
Yeah.
And no one have a clue what's going on. All the choir gays getting at me.
And the priest as well.
Yeah, the
Can
priest.
Can I say that?
No, it'd be funny though. You up in communion, the priest going, giving you the what's it called? The dry bread? What's it called? The wafers.
Communion.
The wafers.
The buttons. The white chocolate buttons.
No, they're far from white chocolate buttons. They're like dust.
No. There was a fella in our year, I'm not going to name names, right? But he was walking back after communion and was scraping his palate with his finger. And I remember, and I was shouting over, I will say his name was, I can never think of names on the spot.
Graham.
And I was like, Graham! Graham! No! And I was roaring. I was like, stop! I was like, you can't!
But why can't you?
Why can't you? And as well, you know the way you were meant to, like, wait an hour after you'd eaten before you could receive it? But you'd be starving then going to mass.
It's not swimming at all. Why do you need to do that? You know I heard a scathing expose, and I don't know, was this just someone trying to convert me, right?
What?
That Protestants get actual bread. That it's not the way for babe.
Who told you that?
I'm sure they get butter on it and
bread
all.
And butter and jam.
I think they get like proper sandwiches.
Protestants definitely put marmalade on their bread. Are we gonna get cancer for that?
No, I just thought I think they have a more glam Holy Ghost.
Do they?
Yeah.
It's not Holy Ghost, it's the host.
What's the difference? It's his body, right?
I'm not talking to you about it.
Do you think it's sourdough bread?
Imagine if it was sourdough.
I don't know who told me that. It was definitely a Protestant trying to get me over to the community, right?
I'd imagine so.
Well, it would have worked if I knew where to go, but sure, there was no Protestant churches around me.
No, you couldn't even. I remember there was a Protestant school down the hill, but I never once saw a child go in there or out of there. Do you know what I mean?
They had to go there through tunnels from their house. No, we love like Protestants. Well, we're all atheists, aren't we?
Aren't we really? I don't think I even. Do I know any Protestants?
No.
If I do, hi.
Is this a religion app or what?
Anyway, I was only talking about a photo on Twitter, basically. And also, it's completely irrelevant now. Oh. But apparently, Lynx are after releasing a new scent of Africa mixed with Marmite.
What?
Which just sounds stupid.
That's some, like, marketing bullshit, you know? Sometimes I'd be in work, like, and they'd be always like, you get to a creative idea and you're like, this is just some marketing mumbo-jumbo.
Really?
Yeah.
I love when you say mumbo-jumbo.
But like, is that politically correct? Can you say mumbo-jumbo? Anyway, it's also Pride Month, girlies.
Guys, it's Pride Month. And you nearly forget, because obviously the shops and stuff are only opening back up, so you don't see posters of people promoting a new pair of Pride socks. You know what I mean?
No, I'm confused though, because every time I see a rainbow, I'm like, is that for the NHS or is it for Pride?
Actually, you say that, but we went for a spin to Essex last week, down to the beach. Am I allowed to say that?
I don't know.
I think, well, I did, sorry.
Anyway,
but on my way to Essex, I saw so many rainbow signs. And when I lived in Essex, I was like, oh my god, like there was like one club in Basildon called Colours. You wouldn't take your enemy there.
I love Colours though.
I love Colours. I love the idea of it, right? But anyway, we were en route to Essex and every other sign we passed, all rainbows, all like Pride colours, and I was going, oh my god, Essex is after getting so accepting. It was only then that I copped on the way back and I saw all the NHS signs. I was going, Christ, this isn't for me at all.
Yeah, it's so confusing, but like, whoever put the rainbow in the NHS thing, would they not stop and think, be like, oh, that's actually the gay flag. Maybe we'll just do our blue and navy like we always do.
Yeah.
Whatever floats your boat, like, but...
But also, like, I think the rainbow flag is very much...
It's gay.
Yeah, it's symbolic.
It's a fucking rainbow, babe.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
It's what can be gayer.
Like, imagine, like, the briefing they had for it, or imagine the team inside in the marketing room, and them going, brilliant.
Brilliant.
Like, we've never seen that before on anything. Yeah, we have.
But as well, like, they're doing such good work, I can't hate on them too much.
That's the thing.
And the nurses and all the frontline staff weren't the ones who were like,
yeah,
we're taking the rainbow girls.
Exactly.
But I think it's also a good opportunity for us to be like, okay, so they can have the normal rainbow. It's 2020. Let's throw the trans pride flag onto our rainbow and add the brown and black
colours
as well.
Black colours as well, yeah, exactly. Isn't it really with the other colours? I love it. I want to get my hands on one for the room.
If anybody makes the 2020 up-to-date pride flags, send them our way, girlies.
Send them our way. Yeah, so if you don't have the new and improved inclusive pride flag these days going around with the trans flag and the brown and black stripe,
you're then very 2000 and late.
Very 2000 and late, girlies.
Very boom boom pow.
Also, speaking of pride, we need to give a shout out to the biggest ally to ever speak for the community, and that is none other than the one and only, the very chaotic Britney fucking Spears.
Oh my god, I don't know who you're going to say there. We have to talk about
She brightened my week this week with that speech.
I was having a bad day, and then when she gave her address, I just was loving it.
Oh my god, like, sorry, I know we're on about, like, the elections this year for 2020 for president. Why is no one getting Britney on that campaign trail?
We're just going to have to play it.
To all my friends at the LGBTQ community, happy Pride Month. You guys bring so much heart, passion, and articulate everything you do. Because of you, I've had the best nights of my life. I love you so much, it hurts. Happy Pride Month. Baby, be quiet!
What's going on?
I honestly, I feel like Britney Spears is the only good celebrity.
But there's so much to unpack in that.
There is. First and foremost, I would just like to say we need to protect Britney Spears at all costs.
We do.
At all costs.
And also, I'd say, like, child guard the corners in her house. I feel like she runs into the corners of her gaff. Why? She's just so lapsy pad. She's
you always were.
No, she's just so, like, mad.
She's random, isn't she?
She's so random.
She's so bloody random.
But, like, I love the way to say she goes, to all my friends at the
LGBTQ.
Like, it's a place.
Like, it's a bloody gaff that you'd have to step foot into.
And I love that everyone's tweeting, this is the LGBTQ community centre. And it's like a Polly Pocket house, like a big pink one.
Oh, I didn't see any of those tweets. So funny. That's nice. I feel like she had to look at her hand for the LGBTQ part. Is that awful?
I know, it was so funny.
But you know what I mean? The other bit that I'm screaming at is, you articulate everything you do. What does that mean? I love it.
If she listened to one of our podcasts, she'd have to put up a new video being like, okay, sorry, I didn't mean the articulation bit. I actually heard two gays and I didn't have a clue what's going on.
On my headstone, when I pass, I want to have written, articulated everything he did.
You want to be buried?
Huh?
Do you want to be buried?
Oh, I didn't actually think about that.
That's another rep. Okay, let's just get on to this week's theme.
Yeah.
This week's theme is LGBTQ plus representation on screen.
Alexa, play What About Us by The Saturdays.
Longest theme title ever.
Ever. Also, the song is a bit of a reach.
By The Saturdays, featuring Sean Paul.
Oh, Sean Paul.
I love this rush.
Who let him speak at the start of this?
Pure Pitbull, you know, just singing on every song.
So long I'm suffocating. Oh my. Go on the tropics.
Very that. Pina colada hips, and
hips,
hands.
Hips, 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 hips. Change level.
Now I need the love.
Step forward, forward, back. Side.
We need to start recording this with visual aids.
Yeah, we're down 5, 6. Una to the front. Ripple.
I take the lead. You're so far behind.
Ripple to the left.
You know what I need.
Rochelle take center. Fist
I
in the
used
air.
To love their microphone choreography of the Saturdays. So what's up, babe?
Rochelle. Chest.
I love this song. What's up, babe?
Baby, what about... Everyone jump. Frankie to the front.
Na 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 na. Me in the back. Na 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 na. Words you say.
Na 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 na.
What about us?
Oh.
Love that. Give me some auto-tune.
Alexa. Sa.
Oh. Babe, that's been the first time ever you've stopped her.
No, I think I stopped her before.
I think I usually, well, I felt very robbed of my role.
I'm sorry.
But I love that you took control at the same time.
Yeah, but you were getting way too into it.
I love the Saturdays.
I think they just got summer and put it in a song.
That's what it is.
So summery.
It's so summery. I'm seeing palm trees. I'm seeing sipping on straws.
I'm
paper straws.
Yeah. Legs are sausages.
What are they?
Like, you know, when you take a picture of your legs and you've got legs of sausages.
But you looked like you were holding a train.
Oh, sorry.
So I thought it was like an hors d'oeuvre.
I'm seeing that kind of energy, though.
Very that. Flirting at the pool.
Yeah.
Lots of that.
I gave all of them a role during the Alexa, but I couldn't remember the last two girls' names.
Did you say Molly?
No, Molly.
See, I really resonated with Molly because she pure lisp. Did you ever tell me?
Oh, did Molly have a lisp?
Molly had a thing with... I think it was her tongue placement.
Was she like the one from 3LW?
Very. Love that song. I love her.
But when she was in the booth, were they not like, okay, babe, can you try that again, but like less wet?
But they all. But they obviously knew when they got her into the band that she had a bit of an impediment.
Okay. Pure Diana Vickers, like, it's like a singing style.
But I kind of love it, do you?
Yeah, I do love it.
I love the reference to 3LW.
I love them, though.
I love that song. Is that song in our playlist?
It needs to be.
I think it is, though.
Oh, really?
I think it could be.
Okay.
If not, we'll add it.
We'll add it. Anyway, girlies, we know What About Us was a stretch, but it is not really, because if you take the title of the song,
yeah,
that's what we're asking when we were growing up, when we were looking at TV shows and films. We were like... What about us, girlies?
Yeah.
Where is me? Like, where's the gay man? Where's the lesbian?
Where's the person who's other and the person
exactly.
that I see myself in? You know what I
mean? Where's the trans boys and girls, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah. It's all spurred on by Nickelodeon.
Also, I feel like we've always known it, but it just hasn't been spoken about really. It was kind of assumed, but it was never like explicitly stated.
It's kind of like, you know, when we came out to our mams, they were probably like, oh yeah, the signs were always there.
The signs were always there when they think back about it. But still, they were kind of a bit like, it took them a bit by surprise. But once they evaluated it, not shocked at all.
Have we said who we found out was gay?
Oh, we haven't.
Oh.
Is this a big reveal?
Yeah.
Who's come out as gay? Tell them. Tell the listeners.
Girls, no other than the icon, the queen, SpongeBob fucking SquarePants.
We now know what the bottom, bikini bottom stands for. SpongeBob has been a bottom this whole time.
I love it, but...
Yeah.
Everyone in SpongeBob was gay.
I think that's what I've been thinking about also. I've been examining it. Like, I always presumed Squidward would be first to come out. He was very gay.
Yeah, I just think because Squidward was older.
Older generation.
It was probably harder for him to come out than SpongeBob.
Yeah, but he was always very gay, wasn't he?
Yeah, but Patrick's a bear.
Patrick's very bear energy, isn't
he? Yeah, I kind of loved Patrick.
I love Patrick. Sandy's definitely a bit of a queer icon, isn't she?
Oh, Sandy is a lesbian.
Is definitely a lesbian, I'd imagine.
Yeah,
really,
and
isn't
I
she?
Live.
Did you like SpongeBob growing up watching it?
I think I'd have it on in the background kind of vibe. I wouldn't be too into it.
No, I think I loved it.
I love the theme song. It's just the lyrics are like very WB Yeats.
Are they?
Absorbent and yellow and porous is he?
Iconic lines.
Poetry.
Also, I was doing some reading up on SpongeBob being a gay icon. And they were saying that, you know the way, it's so weird because you have these like standout characters who we just said we all feel were a bit queer. And then all those fish... who looked the same are the heteros. Now, that sounds kind of rude, but it was just kind of like, I think it's because they were like bringing the queer characters to the forefront.
Okay.
And really making them stand out. Because sometimes, I know this sounds kind of awful, but you ever get a look off someone, and I use this kind of terminology a lot, I'm not sure if it's offensive, but I'd say, aren't they pure fish from SpongeBob?
I never heard you say that ever. I kind of love it.
I can't, I just...
Of course, it's a school of fish.
Yeah,
school. Go back to the school. If someone's pure born, he's pure part of the school.
It's one thing being like, oh, SpongeBob is gay. I'd love for them to drop, like, a love interest into the programme. You know what I mean?
Yeah. If I was to put us as SpongeBob characters, I would put you as SpongeBob and me as Patrick.
Okay. I'm not offended by that.
Yeah.
I feel like SpongeBob is a bit more studious. Also, a big, huge... What was that with him?
Yeah.
No, like nerdy, like.
Yeah, okay.
Patrick, you're dumb. No, I'm joking. But also, a major red flag for SpongeBob being gay was him. Do you remember the episode when he was driving the car, learning to drive, and he could never drive, and he was crashing into everything? So, what other characters do we feel like were, like, intrinsically gay, but it mightn't have been stated explicitly?
Oh, as you think now that SpongeBob's come out, all the other cartoony bits can start coming out.
Because there definitely was, like, other cartoons who would have been gay, you know what I mean? And if they weren't, let's say they were.
Obviously, like, the Emperor from Emperor's New Clothes.
Yes.
He is a sassy gay bitch. I loved him.
I completely forgot about him. You don't really think about that growing up, about, yeah, like, the sexuality of the characters.
No, you wouldn't.
Especially because it's all very innocent as well, but they're cartoons. But it's great for us now, having moved on, to go, oh my god, they were actually pure gay.
Yeah.
One character I feel like that I probably knew at the time was pure gay was Velma from Scooby-Doo. Pure lesbian vibes.
Yeah, Velma is, yeah.
Definite feminist,
yeah.
Loves a turtleneck.
Yeah.
Is this very stereotyping?
Yeah.
But also... But also, on that right, Fred was also... I know he had bits going on with Daphne, but I think that Fred was also gay. He was rocking a neckerchief.
I think he was on the down low.
I think he was heavily on the DL.
Him and Barney doing bits.
Him and who?
Barney.
Who's Barney?
His bestie.
Fred's best friend was Barney.
Yeah.
Who's Barney?
Barney is Fred's best friend, babe, from the Flintstones. And he used to be riding in the back of the tuk-tuk.
Wait, we're on with Scooby-Doo.
Oh, I thought you wanted about the Flintstones. I thought you wanted about the Flintstones. I'm so confused.
I was looking at you like, what are you on about?
Velma from the Flintstones. I was like, I don't remember Velma from the Flintstones wearing a turtleneck. I thought you wanted about her pearls.
I was the whole time. The whole time I
thought you wanted with the ginger one from the Flintstones.
No, the whole time, did I not say Scooby-Doo?
Yeah, it just went over my
head. The whole time I was looking at you and you were literally like, nah, I could tell you being like, not really agreeing with it. And I was like, no, she definitely is, like, pure lesbian.
No, what's the one from the Flintstones with the pearl necklace?
She's Wilma, is she?
Wilma Velma, you know what I mean?
Very similar, but then when you were like, I was like, oh, Fred.
But Fred's our fella.
But Fred's our fella, so that I can understand.
And then Barney's his best friend. Sorry, that was the crossover we never knew we needed.
But you know, sorry, I can't explain. We should have maybe ran these by each other before.
Yeah, maybe.
But you remember the neckerchief that Fred used to wear?
Oh, the blonde twink Fred.
No, he was pure, Fred was pure muscly
jock.
You know that phase when all the lads started wearing the neckerchiefs? Did I ever speak about that? And I bought the yellow one inside in Top Man and I looked like a trolley dally from Ryanair. I was mortified. Honestly, the biggest waste of £6 ever. Now, they look stunning on some lads. Sometimes I see a neckerchief on a lad and I'm literally like, that's the hottest thing ever.
I've never seen one neckerchief on anybody and thought it was hot.
Ever?
No, not once.
Do you remember that guy? Remember the guy with... You're not going to remember, this is so specific. At the festival and I goes, look at him, and he had a sleeveless denim jacket and he just had it open and he had the neckerchief.
No, but... I'm taking it back. I don't mind if the neckerchief is a bit loose and the kind of flicky bits are at the front.
Pure European like.
Yeah, I hate when it's to the side.
Yeah, I don't like it to the side either, to be honest. Anyway, what other cat? I can't believe you thought I was on. Also, Fred Flintstone is the furthest thing from a gay man.
I think he was on the deal with Bernie. He'll never come out though.
He'll so never come out.
There's no point in me even shaming him now because he's not going to bother.
Okay, so what are the characters? Did they even
know?
Gay?
Did they even know about gay in the BC? You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, they were cavemen. I feel like it was probably more of a common thing then.
Yeah,
less
probably.
Judgment.
Yeah.
Pure Neanderthal like.
Yeah. Don't
everyone
give a
getting with everyone.
Yeah.
What other characters do you think were gay that we never knew about?
I think the Powerpuff Girls was really gay energy.
Yeah.
And the first in the Powerpuff Girls themselves.
Yeah.
Rogue, but I think Bubbles was gay.
I thought you were going to say Buttercup, the green one.
Yeah, and I think people used to always be like, oh, Buttercup's the gay one. But I think she actually wasn't. I say she's mad for the ride with the fellas. But I think Bubbles was the gay one.
Really?
Yeah, lipstick lesbian.
Lipstick lesbian, maybe, actually. Yeah. Which,
and
yeah,
then,
actually, now that you say it.
And then we have him, who was obviously the biggest icon ever.
Him was the biggest.
I think they were gender non-binary, him. Well, he was called him.
Well, it was called him, so maybe not.
Maybe not. I did love the tie-high leather boot.
I literally, like, not like identified with them, but was drawn to them.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, they're very calm in the way they spoke. Was
yeah.
So, like, debonair.
I love debonair.
Is debonair, is that, am I using that right?
I don't think so.
I don't think so, but I love it and I'm keeping it in.
Yeah.
Him was stunning.
Stunning.
Also, a bit of a spanner in the works here with this one.
Okay.
The Morbegs.
Who?
Morbegs from Morbegland. Green and orange.
Yeah.
The Dane.
Like the Minions?
No, they were on out of school. Big, huge.
Oh, you see, I wasn't Den Energy. You were Den Energy.
Yeah, but everyone in Ireland used to watch the Morbegs from Morbegland.
I never
you
watched
under
the Den, babe. We had Sky. Disney Channel. You keep watching the Den, you.
You don't know the Morbegs at all. Well, people listening are definitely going to know who the Morbegs are. Also, I want to state that I was definitely kind of petrified of the Morbegs. Let me show you a picture and tell me if you think these characters would suit a children's TV programme.
Well,
right?
The Morbegs already sound like terrifying.
Terrifying. Actually, you're so right.
They sound like thieves.
The Morbegs. RTE.
Oh, they're so gay.
They're so gay.
I don't think they're scary.
No, that's scary.
Well, they're just kind of like a cheap Sesame Street, aren't they?
You can't say that.
What? They look...
The Morbegs are national treasures.
It looks like the fella from Sesame Street from the bin and they had some leftover like zebra print and they sewed on the ears so they wouldn't get sued for copyright.
Is that ears or is it a hat? You're right, it's ears. I never saw that as their ears. I always thought of it as headwear. Speaking of zebra headwear, Tipsy from the Teletubbies was gay. Remember they used to give them all like props? And like, I think it was kind of assumed that Tinky Winky and Dipsy were kind of lads, wasn't it?
Oh, really? No, I never put gender on the Teletubbies.
Oh, see, I think we did because there was four of us, like four siblings. We all used to watch Teletubbies together.
Oh, okay.
Shane was Tinky Winky, Robert was Dipsy, I was Pure Lala, and Sarah was Poe, which used to kind of send her because Poe would always be like the dozy one.
I had a soft spot in my heart for Poe, though. Maybe that's why I have a soft spot for Sarah. Because she's the kind of dozy one.
Also, this came to me just before we started recording. I don't know how. Don't ask me why. But, lads, I think this is definitely one for the Irish listeners because we grew up with it. Did you do Letterland in school?
No.
For learning the letters?
No.
But the queer people I was going to speak about was the kissing cousins.
That's incest. They were teaching you about cousins who were kissing
each
other.
Now that we pull it apart, I don't think it would ever stand on its legs today.
The kissing cousins.
But my thinking behind them being the kissing cousins is that she was lesbian, he was gay, so they used to pure kiss in front of their friends that didn't know they were cousins to detract attention away from them being gay. You know what I mean?
No, you're after piling way too many narratives on that. I'm
okay.
Still blown away with the fact that they were telling you that they were kissing cousins. What letter was it?
X. Because obviously they couldn't think of anything else, like,
okay.
They weren't going to say Xylopolis, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, because, like, the kissing cousins is a no-no, like, X.
No, because... That's actually what it should mean. No, X, because you'd kiss, like...
Okay.
Oh, I remember my sister telling me, actually, now, I think it's all outdated, because now it's been changed for phonetics. In other words, so you'd say,
phonetics.
Like...
Phonetics. Phonetics. Phonetics.
Phonetics. phonetics, whatever it's called.
And now it's been changed for phonetics.
I didn't say that. Phonetics, yeah, whatever. So they'd pure be like, bah.
Hello, it's ethics. Sorry, go on.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Okay, so that's enough speculating about queer characters. Yeah. When was the first time you actually saw an LGBTQ person on screen? When was your earliest memory?
To think about it, I think I remember there was an episode of Father Ted, which I no longer stand because, because the creator is pure chaotic. If you ever see him, actually, don't even search him on Twitter.
Really?
Yeah. Complete pure dope, dickhead, bigot. Don't even search him, girlies.
Oh my god.
But on that, I remember, you know, the way Father Ted was pure the thing you shouldn't have watched when you were growing up.
Yeah.
And as well, I think it is a bit it wouldn't stand on its feet today.
No, it's very of its time.
Yeah, you know what I mean? But there was the episode, remember, in the caravan that Graham Norton was in.
Yeah.
And he did a Bohemian Rhapsody and he was I really, really, really like Tony. I remember watching him, and I don't think I found Father Ted particularly funny. I thought it was great when he kicked the Pope up the ass. I remember screaming at that randomly, but I remember thinking Graham Norton in that episode was hilarious. I remember lads in my class in primary school would be oh my god, will you do the sketch?
Oh.
And I used to do it, and I remember then on Graham Norton when he obviously got his TV show then, and I think obviously when I was a young fella I wasn't really watching panel shows or whatever. But I remember watching it one night, and then I remember my dad being pure allergic to Graham Norton. I think he would probably watch him now, but I remember one time I was kind of sitting down watching, he was turn him off. And I remember thinking, because he used to wear those really gorgeous blazers that were always a sterling colour.
You don't have to tell me, babe, you know I stand Graham Norton.
You know I stand Graham girlies. So I think actually for me as well, coming from someone who had the black box growing up.
Yeah.
I think Graham Norton probably was one of the first gay people I remember on TV. And I remember the fact that he was Irish. I was oh my God, look at this really camp person who has this really big platform and is doing really well for himself.
I'm obsessed. And that's mad that was your first person. But it is amazing. He is such a role model for us.
He is. Yeah.
I need to read his autobiography.
He has a few. He's writing novels and all these days.
He has wine and everything these days. Get your money, babe.
I feel like he'd love us.
I think we'll get him on, will we?
Will we?
Graham.
I feel like he's pure busy. But actually, apparently he's very approachable. When he goes back home during the summer and all, I think they have a house down in Bantry. He'd go to the local and he'd be taking pics with all the girlies inside.
For sure, the lads in there probably are who's your man? We don't know him from Adam.
I see all the fellas be taking pickies as well.
I'd love a hug off Graham.
I'd love a hug from him too.
We'd be a skit on the show.
We're getting a bit ahead of ourselves, okay. So are we? But I do agree.
Yeah.
Was there a standout moment for you when you saw a queer character?
I remember this so well, and you know my memory But actually, now thinking of it, I don't remember it that well because I don't remember, was it Coronation Street or EastEnders? But remember there was that gay couple, I think it was a Saeed, his name was?
Saeed and Christian. EastEnders, right? Christian was in EastEnders.
Is EastEnders, check. Saeed and Christian.
The man's Alan Partridge, isn't that his name? Christian and Saeed.
What's the actor who plays Saeed?
I'm going to check there now. Played by Mark Elliott, Saeed Massoud, and he had the kind of affair with Christian Clarke, who was played by John Partridge, not Alan Partridge.
Alan Partridge is a weird comedian, isn't he?
Who's he again?
You know me with names.
Who's Alan Partridge again? I should know this.
I know him to see.
Yeah, me too.
Do you know what I mean? I can see his face now.
But you're so right. I remember that storyline on TV as well, and I used to take myself out of the room.
Really?
Yeah, because I was very drawn to it, like, too much.
Yeah, same. I was the opposite. Like, I never watched a soap in my life, and that when that storyline started kicking in, me, like, they were like, oh, Peter, you have to get well into the soaps. I am like, well, they always have it on, like. Me. Oh, my God. It was the hottest thing ever.
It was.
When they were kissing, I was nearly getting palpitations watching them.
Palpa.
But you know what I loved as well about it? It was the first time I saw gay men openly love each other.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like, because obviously I could Google porn, or like I could, but like this is the first time I saw a gay storyline that wasn't just about sex.
Yeah.
So like, obviously they were having sex in bits, and obviously that was unreal. But like there was a moment in the storyline where Christian gets pure chaotic because so he's afraid to come out, and he paints in red paint on his wall, like, I love you.
I remember
you.
That.
And I remember watching that, and I used to have the fear of God me. Because I thought in my head I was never going to come out. But, like, I was like, if I ever did, like, ever do bits with a fella, I had a fear of God in me that he'd fall in love with me and paint, like, I love you on my wall. And my wife would see it.
I kind of love that.
But it was so weird. I remember, like, it was so visceral watching these two men, like, love each other. And I was so, like, I was envious of them. I wanted to be them.
Yeah.
I was also really sad because I thought that I would never
have that. I know what you mean.
So many emotions during these senders.
I've actually forgotten about that, really.
Yeah, but it was so important, and that's what we're saying. Like, the representation of, like, the writing team there being like, no, number one, we're going to show two gays on camera, like, having a loving relationship, and then they're going to show the turmoil between, like, their religion and their beliefs, like, and
yeah,
their families getting in the way of that. It was like, it was iconic. Like,
yeah,
was
ahead of its time. Even like, so you being a brown man,
that's
like
what I was saying,
like, him being gay, that must have been huge, you know what I mean? And for like young gay people looking up to those characters and being like, oh my God. Now, did it end well? Was it kind of chaotic ending?
I don't remember the end because I just remember that scene and, you know, the memories. Before,
yeah.
Okay. But
you just remember all the sexy bits.
I just remember the sexy bits and the dramatic display of love.
Love that though.
I think in the end it didn't end well. I think he went away.
Who?
I think Saeed went away, didn't he?
I don't know. What did Alan Partridge?
Because wasn't he meant to get married?
He was.
It's
remember.
Not Alan Partridge, babe.
I still have the Wikipedia page open. I have to keep looking at it. I don't know who Alan Partridge is. I was going to say, remember John Partridge saying I wasn't too fond of him on Celebrity Big Brother. Do you remember those iconic moments with Jim Collins? She go, you're obsessed with me.
Yeah.
Do you remember that? I used to, oh, well, we could do a whole ep on Jim Collins.
Oh, we could. Well, she needs to come on the podcast as well. She has her own one, obviously.
I feel like she'd love,
but we wouldn't get a word in edgeways for once.
Which would be, like, that would be an awful change of circumstances, wouldn't it?
She's just the most quotable person ever.
Ever.
I love watching
her
ASMR when she's like, I'm claustrophobic, Darren.
It's that thing where she says, remember, she's walking past, she's like, see, I made that woman's day. Get a release form.
I love it.
No, but you're so right. I think, like, they were moments for us that obviously stood to us, and I suppose made us feel like we weren't alone. You know what I mean? Because
yeah,
we're just so used to living in a heteronormative society where typically, like, any displays of affection or any like romantic interest on screen are between like a man and a woman. You
yeah
know what I mean? So the more representation, obviously, the better, because like also it's reflective of the world we live in.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
And I think it is getting better. Like, there's way more. Like,
yeah,
so now we're seeing more like trans people on TV, we're seeing more like bisexual people, we're
yeah
seeing, even Sex Education had like an asexual storyline.
Oh yeah, I forgot about Sex Education having that.
They were lobbing all of the LGBTQAI, all the alphabet in.
They were like, no, it did seem that they were trying to pack all of it in, but I kind of love that they did.
Oh, me too, the more the merrier. But like, there are some people who are doing it really right.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
And then I do think there are some people who I'm like, is there anyone queer on your writing team or
yeah
production team? Because like we went to see Love, Simon, remember that?
Yeah.
And like,
oh my God, that was a scream. Remember, we got free tickets. What was I on? Chappie's, like a gay dating app over here. And it was actually kind of lovely what they did. They gave out, you could claim free tickets to go see like in its first week, I think you go see Love, Simon. Obviously,
the premiere, yeah.
I think the idea was that you take someone that you were chatting to. Obviously, I took you, and I was screaming then because remember you were pretending to be my date the whole time, and you were like, "Babe,
I loved this.
I loved it."
I like Kevin was like in the like lobby because I was coming from work or something. And I came in and I goes, "Oh, you don't really look like your picture." And he was like, "Shut up."
And everyone there, like, looking, was getting laughing, yeah, weren't they?
Yeah, I loved it.
Oh, that was really funny. But you're so right. What did we think of Love, Simon?
I just thought, like, I don't know. It still had the weird, like, trope. So, like,
yeah,
the really gay one. I wanted a storyline about the really gay, yeah, character.
Like, why was he, like, why was his storyline secondary? And, like, even the gay fella was quite... like mass presenting. Well, yeah, he was a straight guy as well, first of all. So maybe that's why we lacked a connection with him.
Yeah, like the actor who played Simon. Like, obviously, it's still, obviously any representation is good. And I'm not, yeah, like, shitting on it, right?
Exactly. I think for what it's worth, it's good to see a representation rather than nothing.
Yeah.
In most cases.
But I do think, like, it was like a straight white actor, number one, playing him. And the storyline was a bit like... him struggling to come out, and he comes out, and I was just kind of like, okay, but like,
yeah,
that's a played out story. Like,
exactly, you know, and as well, hello, it's theatre and film. How many gay actors are out there? How many young, yeah, up and coming gay actors are there that could have played the gay character? Or even, but what about the fella who turned out to be the love interest, Keenan Lonsdale? Oh my God, obsessed with him, the gay community would have rallied behind it in force. We love Keenan Lonsdale.
Well,
know what I mean?
You love Keenan Lonsdale more than anyone I know.
Really?
Babe, you talk about him all the time. You're only waiting to do an episode on him.
I think he's so cute.
He is. He is cute.
He's pure cute. And I feel like... I don't know. I just feel like he's a spokesperson for the community.
And he's like unapologetically queer. Like,
he's very... But that's what I want to see. I want to see the character who isn't like... you know... Who I know is queer and I don't have to, yeah, guess.
Exactly.
Do you know what I mean? What you said there with regard to having queer people on a panel, having gay, having lesbian, having trans people, non-binary people on a panel, about when you're doing a show about that community, mm-hmm, like, it just makes so much sense. And I think a really good representation of that is the likes of Pose, where you
had... Oh my God, yeah.
First of all, I think, have we spoken about Pose before?
I don't know, but girlies, if you're not watching Pose, it's on Netflix now, so you have no excuse.
No excuses.
Binge it. Our friend Nadine's watching it and she's crying every night in bed.
It's honestly, I think, you know what, I want to go so far as to say, as well, because like we've been to a few of the Vogue balls over here.
As well, like we've been to the balls.
We do frequent a ball from time to time. We'd like to serve a look.
Yeah.
But I remember, like, some of my best nights out in London have been, like, attending balls.
Yeah.
And, like, oh my God, I just have so much respect for the, like, ballroom community. And, yeah, coming from, like, a dance background where you're told to, like, dance like a man,
yeah,
be pure masculine, and, mm-hmm, just seeing that and being in love with it. I remember falling in love with dance all over again. And Pose, I think, just does that really well, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they, like, have, like, actual, like, ballroom choreographers like coming in to like teach some, yeah, routines. They have Janet Mock, who's a trans woman of colour, as director.
Yeah.
Who are all the people in it?
Everyone,
MJ Rodriguez.
Yeah, everyone who plays a trans character in it is actually trans.
Is actually trans.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Like you have India, who plays Angel.
Oh my God, like
she's iconic.
Obsessed with all of them. And as well, it's like, it just shows you, you know, because some people I think use it as a scapegoat of like, surely we should go for merit and like credibility as an actor first, but like, and that should,
yeah,
like be of importance. Yeah, of course, but the talent exists.
Yeah, yeah.
So cast from within that. It makes no sense, mm-hmm, not to, right?
And you know what I think Pose does another job as well, because they went with people who know the ballroom scene.
Yeah.
They cast authentically.
Yeah.
And they have people who understand the struggles that trans people go to, mm-hmm, on the writing team, that it just is like an authentic portrayal of what it is, so you get to know the history of ballroom through the show, and then when we are at the balls and stuff we can respect it more, and,
yeah,
we know that we are gay, but we're like white people in this queer space that obviously came from like a black queer people.
Yeah. If you haven't watched Paris is Burning, oh my God, another Pride watch, mm-hmm, to watch in this month.
And it's not even just for like telling like a cult community kind of like the ballroom scene. It's not even about telling that story. Like if you look at, I know you're going to say I'm obsessed, but Euphoria.
You love Euphoria.
I'm obsessed, girlies. You might have to legally stream it if you don't got the money to pay for Prime, but Get on it. It's unreal. But there's a trans character in that called Jules.
Yeah.
Played by Hunter, who's this gorgy model. And what I like about her storyline is that they tell her trans journey, right?
Mm-hmm.
But that's not really the focus of the character. It's just this trans girl, she's living her life.
Yeah.
And you see her relationships and the way she interacts with people. And obviously, because she's trans, that comes into the storyline and that plays a part. But it's not all just based around her struggles being trans. It's also just based around the struggles of her being a teenager, which I thought was amazing.
Yeah, that's stunning. Exactly. On that, the other show that I was thinking of, because I recently watched, I was telling you, Disclosure on Netflix, and watch it. And what it's basically about is trans representation in TV and film throughout the years. And honestly, such an important watch. There's a moment at the end of it which had me broken. Basically, it's one of the trans women, Jen Richards. She's speaking about a moment that actually came from, what was that reality show that Caitlyn Jenner did after her transition? But it basically followed her meeting up with in this scene, she met up with parents of trans kids.
Yeah.
And it was about this father speaking about not coming to terms or learning to accept that his child was trans, but basically going beyond acceptance, and how he was speaking about it being this massive gift to him, that he was given this glorious child who was so special and so unique. I don't know what, I was bawling the other night watching it, and I was going over too. But, and I'm getting emotional now again. But, and she was speaking to Jane Richards, and she was saying she'd taken so long to come to terms with who she was and just learning to accept herself. And
you're so cute.
And she was saying seeing the father go beyond acceptance, basically.
Yeah.
It was just so beautiful for her to see. And why do we always think of it as hopefully they accepted or this aspect of me. It's, you know what I mean?
And the fact that the child, by coming out to you and being able to transition and be the gender that they want to be, how happy their child is, you should just be buzzing that your child is as happy as they can be.
You know what I mean? And just the fact that they're being truthful with themselves, and the fact that your child is so in tune with themselves, and you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
you're adorable, ball and crazy.
No, that really had me the other night, and it really kind of, and then I ended up, you know me, sliding into the DMs. I had to slide into Jen Rich's just DMs.
You did not.
I had to, do you know what I mean? So that, I was going to say on that, but also they have the creators of Sense8, which we love.
We love Sense8.
Lads, if you haven't watched Sense8 as well, you're getting all, this is like a Netflix set.
Yeah,
girly.
So fair, just to clarify, we have Pose that you need to watch. You have to watch Euphoria, you need to watch Disclosure and Sense8. So
if you're gay and you haven't watched Sense8, what are you doing?
We're taking back the credentials.
Because basically, first of all, it has some of the best sex orgy scenes in cinematic history.
Stunning.
Stunning. But
I cried at one of them.
Really?
Yeah.
I think I did too.
They were all on a mountain or something.
They were everywhere, and the orgies weren't there. It was so funny because they'd be doing these scenes and then they just come to an orgy. But besides from that, it was stunning. But they had two of the creators behind that, I can't think of their names, but they're also in the Disclosure documentary. They're both trans as well.
Mm-hmm.
And they also had the trans character Nomi in it.
Yeah, love
and
her.
Again, like you were saying, in
Euphoria.
I haven't watched that. I watched the first step and couldn't get into it.
Loads of drugs and you'd hate
loads
drugs.
Of drugs, and I just kind of got weird watching it. But on that, again, there was a bit of a storyline with regard to her having the struggle with her parents, who were these awful people. But aside from that, it was her love story, you know what I mean? And there was so much more to her as well, you know what I mean?
Literally.
Which I loved. There's definitely been progression, but there's so much room for so much more. And let's start seeing those happy endings, you know what I mean? Let's stop characterizing the trans person as the villain or the person who has the tragic death. You know what I mean? Let's talk about their love stories. Let's talk about all these other aspects.
And as well, I just want to see a gay character who's just gay. And it's that's it. It's not They're not struggling with their sexuality. They're just gay.
They're just gay.
And it's like, you're just like, oh yeah, that's cool.
They're just a pure gay lord. And it's just
or
like...
Or just like a lesbian girl who's like, yeah, she's just a lesbian.
What was that? And this is another watch. And it's not like, oh, this is a, like a gay coming of age.
Yeah.
Before the lesbians, there was... What, is it Booksmart?
Yeah.
I thought that was... That's been one of my favourite comedies.
Booksmart. You must watch that as well, girlies.
The last 2 or 3 years. It's... Fucking hilarious.
So funny.
That scene where they take the pills and are all over the gap. Brilliant. And become cartoons. I was screaming.
Loved it.
But I loved that, like, the other girl in it, that she was just, like, pure gay. Yeah. And it was like, it wasn't this like, oh my god.
That is, like, just, she was just a gay and that was it.
I loved it.
Loved it.
Anyway, enough on that.
Enough on that. There's your watch list, girlies. Get back to us and let us know how you get on. Okay, so there's so much progression happening and we're a week for it, right?
Mm-hmm.
But me and Kevin were like, there's so many films from before or shows that if they were gay, they would have just been better.
Way better.
Yeah.
And like, it was a missed opportunity.
A missed op. Like, give me an example, girl.
Right, so one that I came up with and I was kind of skitting was, right, and hear me out this one.
Yeah.
Camp Rock. Do you remember Camp Rock?
Yeah. Demi Lovato.
Demi Lovato, but it's Camp Rock. So it's a load of camp musical theatre teenagers who go to musical theatre camp.
And they're doing like pop rock.
Pop rock,
but that's
exactly
what Camp Rock was, but like gayer.
But gayer, because as well, like, I would have, first of all, I would have loved that for myself growing up, just going to a pure like gay Camp Rock.
Yeah.
So it's emphasis, like definitely if they're doing the movie title, the camp is in bold, or maybe italics would make it a bit gayer.
Yeah.
Italics are very gay, aren't they?
More glitter.
Glitter on the camp.
I love it.
That was just one
very,
of the ideas.
Very like Met Gala theme.
Very. 2021.
2021.
Let's speak it into existence.
I love it.
Any ideas from you?
Do you remember that film, 50 First Dates?
Yeah.
And I know it's about amnesia and stuff, right?
Drew Barrymore in it.
Yeah, where she smacks her head and she keeps repeating the same day, which sounds like a trick.
Kind of goes on for ages as well,
I know.
Doesn't it?
But if 50 First Dates was two fellas, right?
Yeah.
Sure, he'd ride the other fella on the first night. And then he'd just go back the next day and your man just pretends like he doesn't know him. That's just like a normal day in the gay community.
So it'll just be first dates.
It'll just be first dates. And the film will be around 10 minutes long.
That's hilarious. It's a short movie, actually. Okay, so one other that I came up with was Bend It Like Beckham.
Oh, iconic. I think you're just doing puns. Is that your whole list?
You've discovered me. You know I love a pun. I don't think my whole list... Actually, they're all looking like puns.
Camp Rock, Bend It Like Beckham.
Oh, no. Well, no, actually, they're not all puns.
Okay, anyway, give me the plot of Bend It
Like
Beckham.
Bend It Like Beckham is basically... See, I loved Bend It Like Beckham. I think it was like a cult classic, right?
Yeah.
But basically...
you knew you could make a pun out of the title. You don't have any plots. Stop trying to make one up on the spot.
But it's just the way it was, but it's gay, kind of.
Okay.
And your man, he's like, basically, he's, okay, this is it. I've just discovered it. He's basically mad into the football, right? It's a fella.
Okay.
Even though I do like that they gave the platform, like that it was a football movie.
Okay, yeah,
about.
It's amazing.
Okay. Okay, boys. But it's about a fella who's pure like going to be the next David Beckham, uh-huh. But then he's pure gay.
I feel like that's a film already.
Is it?
Yeah.
But if it's not...
It's not. Let's do that.
Let's do that. Right. One that isn't a pun that I had was Nightmare on Washington Street.
What's that?
Instead of Nightmare on Elm Street, you know Freddy Krueger?
Yeah.
It's Nightmare on Washington Street,
yeah.
Which is where Chambers is, which is the gay club in Cork.
I thought you were doing like a political president one.
Oh,
like
no.
Scandal.
No, that'd be Washington, D.C. as opposed to
okay.
Street. Now, there could be a Washington Street in the States as well. I don't know.
Nightmare on Washington Street, in the context you're saying, is just like a Saturday night.
Yeah, kind of like that. But basically, to make it gay, it's a fella who is basically like kind of dancing with a fella for the whole night inside in Chambers, the gay club in Cork.
Yeah.
But then he loses them, and then he goes to get food afterwards. He's getting a kebab on Washington Street somewhere. Then bumps into the fella again, but is pure mortified because he can't kiss him because his breath is reeking a kebab.
Oh, that is a horror.
Yeah, again, it's probably going to be a short movie as opposed to a
No, I think you
length.
Could draw that out.
We could probably, knowing us, we could draw
you'd
it out.
You'd have pre-drink. No, first you'd have yeah. get ready, pre-drinks. You'd have the club.
Yeah.
The shots. The dancing.
The dancing.
The kebab after.
The morning after.
Oh, is he still going to hook up, do you think, still?
Well, maybe. We don't want to give it away now, do we?
Yeah.
But we'd still have the, like, the aftermath, wouldn't
okay.
we?
Okay, yeah.
Any other...
Titanic.
Yeah.
It's a gay cruise. So, it, when they do the traditioned bit in the basement.
Yeah.
It's like a techno rave.
Love it.
Like
very
XXL.
Like,
yeah. Like all the lads are topless.
V Berlin
energy.
Yeah.
Then when it's sink.
Oh, moth. Sorry. What? There was something
that?
On my leg and I thought it was your toe, but it was a moth.
Why? What's a moth doing that low?
Very low for a moth.
Very low flying moth.
That's the one thing I hate about the heat is the flies and the moths. Go on.
I still don't know why it was doing that low. Anyway, right. So when it's sinking then.
Yeah.
All of them are grand because they're all just, they don't mind hopping off each other. So they're all in the canoes together. Everyone survives.
And they're all fab swimmers.
And they all have a kiki on the boat. On the boat. Going away.
Is this very insensitive?
No tragedy. Well, the other day someone, like I know the Titanic is based on a true story, right?
Yeah, the Titanic was real and it sank, yeah.
But you were trying to tell me the other day that it wasn't.
No, you were saying about Rose was being real. And I said, I don't know. Aideen then said that it couldn't possibly happen because she said as soon as they'd hit the water, they die of hypothermia in 4 minutes.
Well, she said everyone died, but obviously some people
no,
survived.
No, there has to be because some people did survive, right?
Anyway.
How do we feel about gay cruises? Would you do one? Jose?
No. No.
Why?
Imagine me and Jose going on a gay cruise. Like, no shade, and if you want to sponsor the podcast, love it.
Yeah.
So should maybe we leave it out?
No, also leave it in.
Okay. But I just hate the idea of a cruise. Anyway, I know you love cruises. I know you're mad about them, Kev. But I think a cruise is like being trapped. It's basically prison. Like they trap
a gay
you.
Cruise, though, is what I'm saying.
What you're saying? Yeah, but like it's, you're still trapped on this like vessel.
You go, you port, babe. You dock as well. Actually, did the gay cruises dock?
No, I feel like it would just. You couldn't even have anything to eat. I say everyone be judging what you'd be having at the breakfast buffet.
They'd be like, oh well, he's definitely a top having a scrambled egg.
Literally, or like you'd be like, you'd have to serve a look every day. Imagine like it's basically like pride every day.
Yeah.
And sometimes I just want to put on a t-shirt and some shorts.
Especially if you're hungover and stuff, the next day you want to be. Enjoying your hangover a bit, you know what I mean? That I didn't actually think of that because you're like, whatever about going on a gay holiday where you can like retire to your like own apartment and then wake up the next morning with your friends or whatever and like look like, you know, death warmed up, like, and you can go to your pool and stuff and like, you know, there might be the families around. Whereas I don't know why I'm going into such extensive detail, but what I'm saying is,
you might put on the kettle and around 10-ish and make a cup of tea, and then you might like put on sun cream on the front and then get your friend to put sun cream on your back. I was like, what are you on about?
Have some mocktail soup in the afternoon to replenish the salt.
I love it.
But like, I suppose with a gay cruise, you're like having your breakfast, lunch and dinner, you're doing all the extracurricular bits with all the gay lads.
That's what I'm saying. I would love to go on a gay holiday though.
Yeah, like, we need to. We haven't even done a gay holiday.
I want
to
do Sitges.
Yeah, or Mykonos, or I had a laugh in Grand Can.
Is Mykonos gay?
Party Island.
Oh, I want to go to Mykonos then. Obviously.
Now, expensive.
Where's Fire Island?
That's New York City, outside of it.
That's New York City. Oh, that's no. New York City, babe.
Also, you'd swear I was the queer culture expert. I never, like, I'm guessing, by the way.
Guys, for any of your gay travel tips, you can DM Kevin or contact him at mygaytravel@kevintoomey.org.
Okay, on gay movies, last one, right?
Yeah, last one.
I feel like we could also be cast in this, so that's why I'm speaking it into existence. I think it would be a great spin-off, so hear me out, and we could do our normal accents.
Okay.
Young Benders instead of the Young Offenders. Sorry, excuse me. When I came up with this one, I just put down my pencil and I said, that's enough work done for the day.
Oh my god, I can be the tall fella and you can be the small fella.
Like, first of all, we have been referred to them in the past.
Which kind of sends me.
Why?
Because they, like, obviously, as actors, they look like normal people, but they, like, dress them up in these, like, caricatures of lads from the north side, and they're saying I look like the tall fella.
The tall fella?
But I don't look like him, and we're just both tall.
Yeah.
Like, they're stunning in real life.
But just imagine, it would just be us, right, going around Cork, but pure, like, gay Nari vibes. So we're going around wearing, like, pink tracksuits, having a skit with the girlies.
So I just act like myself.
It's kind of us playing ourselves. I'd probably have to, like, lose a bit of the... I'm not posh, by the way, but I feel like you'd think I'd have to
you'd
be more...
Yeah, you'd have to be more common, yeah.
Yeah, grand. But I could... I'm an actor, like, by trade, so I could definitely represent, you know what I mean?
But, like, people always say to me, like, I just sound like a common girl from the north side. Like, that's what I sound like. Like, when I'm on the phone.
I love that,
and like, yeah, girl, I know what you mean. Like, I don't know what's going on.
But I love that for you. And also, it would just be us going around, like, going to the English market to pick up a few bits.
Even if we went on for a cameo.
A cameo.
Whoever writes for the Young Offenders, get on to our agent Alex and we'll chat. Okay, girlies, on to Mam Knows Best, our fave section.
Jerry Toomey has lost his position as advice giver this week until next year again, I suppose, really.
But he was iconic.
Everyone was going on about The Voice and saying he'd be pure and good at doing ASMR. And then I sent him a screenshot of someone tweeting us saying he'd be good at ASMR. And he goes, what's that? And I said, it's gay erotica audiobooks. Which I say sent him.
That was the mean that you pure be winding your dad off. I thought he was stunning and I thought he did a very good job.
Thanks for your contribution, Dad.
Anyway, back to the mammies.
Back to the mammies.
It's, you have to prove yourself now because we have jury if he ever dropped the ball, you know what I mean? Yeah. First up, Nuala Curbs.
Question. One of my closest girlfriends is in a toxic relationship.
Ooh.
Very on and off. How do I be a good friend in this situation? I don't want to risk upsetting her and her ending up choosing the relationship over our friendship. Dear listener, you are doing your best at present by being there with your friend and always having a listening ear.
Mm-hmm.
It's the most you can do. Talk to her also, telling her how you feel about the situation and also reassuring her that you will be there for her no matter what. She decides. You are the only, you or anyone can change the relationship with him. Only she can do decide to do that. Well done. You're doing well at present. Good luck.
That is a tough one, isn't it?
It must be so hard. Like, imagine if you got with someone and I was like, pure logic. Go me.
Yeah.
And then I have to, like, either pretend to like them or be like, how am I going to tell you that you're in a toxic relationship?
I love when you say pretend.
Mom.
That's all I could think of. You always say pretend. It's my fave. It's the cutest pretend. Thing you do.
It's
oh, so it's
a pretend.
Well, that's the word, yeah. But yeah, no, it is a tough one. Like, it's so true, like, even using ourselves as examples.
I'm a five-year-old, am I?
But it's so cute.
Pretend.
Pure Tommy Pickles. But, like...
Anyway, say your concerns in, like, a loving way. Be like, you know, I care about you. Do you think this is healthy for you?
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. And then if she's like, oh, no, I want to stay with him. As my aunt said, you can't change her mind. Yeah. It's her own decision
exactly.
to make. Absolutely. Okay, Aunt Phil. I say, like, she's going to pure try extra hair this week.
She probably is.
And that's how you do it, Jerry.
Hi, everyone. My question this week is, hi, guys, would love some mammy advice. Living in the UK for years and always planned on moving home, but have now met a guy and think he might be the real deal.
Ooh.
How do I break it to the family and friends that a move home won't be happening anytime soon, if at all? Just add. I've got great friends over here. I love my job. Wouldn't just be staying for a lad. The plan had always been to move back, but now I'm feeling very settled, but panicked about how it'll go down at home. Okay, well, you know, you could be worrying unnecessarily there. You sound happy, and it's lovely that you met a guy, and you love the job, and all your buddies are there. It's great, actually, and... I think you should just say to them, as you've said in the text, they'll be delighted for you. They won't mind at all. I mean, I remember when Kevin moved over, maybe about 6 years ago now, I didn't think it was permanent. You know, I thought he was going to be going over there doing the dance and the drama for a few years. But, I mean, his life is over there now. He comes home, we go over to visit. It works out well, but you're certainly very settled over there, and they wouldn't want you coming home, you know, with a good life over there. And really, I mean, a flight from here to the UK or from the UK to here, you know, a couple of hours out of somebody's day. And you know, you say it was always your plan to move back, but I mean, things are constantly changing in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that you're so happy and settled now, just tell them they will be happy for you. I mean, the door is always open. You know, if in a few years you changed your mind, or, you know, you had a yearning to come home, you can do that too. So, honestly, don't be worrying. I think they'll be very happy for you, and
yeah,
it'll all work out. Okay, good luck.
Oh,
very true.
Very true, and like, it's kind of advice to us as well, really, wasn't it? She was like speaking to, it must have been like, for you, obviously.
What?
Like, it's a good advice for you to know that, like, if you are to meet someone here,
oh yeah,
and you want to go back.
Yeah, that's the way I always feel. I always think anyway, yeah, like, it's so true. Like, things are constantly changing. I never know, like, I could be mad to go back to Ireland in a few years. I don't know, like, obviously at the present, I'm very much content with being in London or whatever. But, like, also, isn't it almost a great predicament to be in, to be, like, over in a country where probably when you were moving over initially, probably up in a heap thinking, Christ, will I ever make friends? Will I ever meet someone?
Yeah.
Will I be happy? To then have that and then always know that you can go home if anything ever doesn't work out, or you just want to be closer to home. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly, girl. I'd say just play it by ear. And if you're loving your life at the moment, keep going.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you've the best of both worlds, girl. Very Hannah Montana.
Yeah, girl. Just chill it out, take it slow, and then rock out the show. Anyway. I love that, eh?
I love that, eh?
It was amazing. And girlies, don't kill us now, but...
Bit of announcement.
It's our last step for a while. We're going to take a bit of a break.
Girlies, very much needed. We've gotten you through the lockdown. It mightn't be over yet, but things are definitely getting back to normal a bit.
Yeah, so we feel like we can leave you for a bit, because me and Kevin are going to take a little break so we can focus on resting up, recharging the batteries... Then coming back with a bang. Basically, we want to take a break so we can come back with a glam teaser like we did for the
last
season.
Time. Yeah, kind of that. And also, like, we've been here now in lockdown since... When was it? Has it been 3 or 4? Someone said 4 months the other day, and that sounded a bit...
Time's a construct.
I actually don't know when this all started, really. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It could be going on for weeks. It could be going on for years. It's all the one anyway at this point. But, like, we haven't really been back home or anything and stuff. So, like, once we have a better idea of, like... quarantining periods and stuff, like, we're probably, like, we haven't seen the fam there since.
I know.
I haven't seen, like, my family and friends back home since February, you
me
know what
too.
I mean? Which is a long time for me.
Yeah,
so,
me too.
Also, girlies, you're well stocked up there with Netflix recommendations there, so, like.
So you're sorted.
You're sorted.
So, we will be back, don't worry, we're not going anywhere, but we're just taking a break for a few weeks.
And from each other, I feel.
What?
But living in each other's pockets.
I know, but you love me.
I love you at the same time, but also living in each other's pockets.
I know.
Pure
we
Polly Pocket.
We still will be living together, though. Like, we're not taking a break from each other.
I mean, okay, sorry, I misunderstood.
Oh, you thought we were going on a break? Oh, no, babe, I'm not going anywhere. I'll see you tomorrow morning.
I'll see you tomorrow morning, bright and early. Also, we just want to say, like, a huge thank you to everyone that's been supporting us. I know there's been people who've been on it from day one, who people have just, like, found us recently. For people who are constantly, like, sending us messages, throwing it up on their Instagram story. For people who bought a tea. For people who are just, like, spreading the news about the podcast by word of mouth and just being lovely about it. Guys, honestly, it's been, like, it's... I've been having a scream anyway, do you know what I mean?
It's been, like, overwhelming. And I know we say this all the time, but, like... We didn't have any expectations coming into this.
Yeah.
Everyone's been so lovely. And every time a new mammy... I don't know why I got a tuck away.
I've heard that there and I nearly bawled.
No, but literally it is. I'm always so overwhelmed and so grateful that people are just so kind and supportive, yeah. and like and share us and tell people listening to us and give us like good feedback.
Yeah, it is.
It's just so lovely, and so like lovely. It's never gonna be taken for granted.
Thanks to the mams as well, who started to feature properly in this season with the voice notes. Very 2008.
Oh my god, thank you so much to Nuala and Phil, who came through and were the stars that we knew they would be. And maybe next season they might feature more.
Oh my god, is that a bit of a, is that a bit of an exclusive?
Cliffhanger.
Also, thank you to our haters, because
we don't have any.
You, we remember that girl saying about the like.
Thank you to that one hater. Well, there probably is haters.
There's probably
like,
a few more, but also like free for them because like we're a skit. And yeah, they're missing out. You know what I mean?
And everyone who's talking and involved with the podcast, while having a laugh,
we're all having
so
a scream.
Like,
so like, I actually feel bad for them. Yeah, do you know what I mean? So anyway, thank you. Thank you to Paul Miskell. Just putting that out there.
Yeah. Screen. We're not accepting a BAFTA. We need to calm down.
I feel like we need a camera tint. Anyway, girlies, thanks so much.
I'd like to thank the Academy, lastly. that's our music. They're playing us out. We're going over the speech time. Anyway, girlies, what do they say?
It's not goodbye. It's goodbye for now, is it?
It's not goodbye. It's goodbye for now. It's not slán. It's slán go fóill.
Slán tamil, girlies.
Slán tamil, I thought it was go fóill.
Yeah, both are kind of the same thing, are they?
Oh, really?
Slán tamil. Like, see you later.
Oh, right. I thought tamil was slow. Oh, no, it's gamal. Anyway. Go on, girlies. Bye.
See you later, girlies.
Go on, lovely babes.
Enjoy the rest of your summer.
Shut up.
You're weird.
Maybe not the rest of the summer. We don't know.
Enjoy.
Bye. Bye, girlies.
Bye, girlies. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. I'm getting kind of... Anyway. Bye.
Bye. Bye. See you soon. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.